Hey, and welcome, or welcome back, to the Starting Over podcast, the podcast which is designed to inspire, motivate, guide you on your healing and self-growth journey. And I just want to say a huge, huge thank you to all of you who decide to spend your very precious time here with me listening to solo episodes like this one and also the guests that I select for us. Now, we are in the top 5% globally, and I just want to say thank you to everyone who not only listens, but also shares these episodes with friends or family members, or who leaves a quick rating or review. It really does help to grow the podcast, and it means a lot to me as well to connect with you, to hear who's on the other side of this. Now, today I'm doing something a little bit different, and I have got a little montage of some really powerful snippets of previous episodes, which are all in the theme of determination and commitment and what your life would look like if you decided to go all in on something. We often have lackluster results in different areas of our lives because we're not fully committed to making something happen. And this is about really the mindset shift towards, you know what, this is going to work out and I'm going to do what it takes for this to work. So many of us have gotten used to this wishy-washy maybe, or if I feel like it, or that sounds nice, but that is not the way that we are going to achieve our grand vision. So yes, our commitment, it takes practice, discipline, focus, worthiness. We need to know when to take action and exert effort, but then also when to ease up and surrender and know that some things are outside of our control. But reflect on this. When we finally show up, create and receive what we truly want, isn't it worth not giving up? If we serve our commitment will serve us. And the best way to predict the future is to go ahead and create it. Now, first up of our snippet, we have Giovanni Dienstemann, a confidence coach. So I want to go into these five pillars that you identify about wise confidence. So at the start, you mentioned them, but I'll say it again, the self-belief, courage, optimism, integrity, and determination. And in regards to determination in particular, if we can start there, There was something that you had in your book about an energy and focus commitment scale. So you had this scale with an arrow left to right across the page, and you'd categorized separate sections. I would like to, I'd love to, I want to, I must, and I will. With each of those being, this is a preference, this is a wish, this is a desire, this is a commitment, and then resolution. I just want to say, I loved that. Like, I read that and I got called out. I'm not going to lie. I was like, I identified that I absolutely needed to commit to something. And I'd been in this wishy-washy zone of, yeah, I would like to do this, or I would love this to be a possibility in my future, without committing at all. So when you said that, I thought, wow, this is really powerful, actually, to get much more acquainted or aware of the language that we use to ourselves, our own inner narrative. But I realized I'd been staying in that wishy-washy imaginary zone, which didn't actually bring anything, bring this into the concrete reality. And That, I suspect, is not great for one's confidence, Giovanni.
Right. Yes, that's it. Exactly. Determination is a powerful virtue. It's a powerful force, and it's related both to self-discipline and self-confidence. Determination is making a decision that you then don't review, that it's now it's made. I want to become an entrepreneur. I will be a successful entrepreneur. I am determined to become a successful entrepreneur. Now, if this is, I'd like to become a successful entrepreneur, then you may start a business, and after a month, things are not going the way you expect, and then you stop. But if you are determined to become a successful entrepreneur, and things are not going your way, one thing is certain, you're still determined. This can mean anything but that I won't make it, because I am determined to make it. I'm not reviewing that decision. I'm not questioning that decision. And this is very connected with self-confidence because it's the same thing. You have a certain determination around who you are. This is who I am. Like that moment that I had when I was 8 years old. I am valuable. I am strong. I'm going to be on my side. I have never reviewed that commitment in the past 31 years. It's a determination. And when something is this strong, then you are not going to budge. And if you're not going to budge, then you feel strong. You feel like you are your own center of gravity. You're not going to gravitate towards other things. Other things are going to gravitate around you. So I have this sentence in when I'm teaching self-discipline that either your aspirations are bending your reality or your reality is bending your aspirations. And when you are in that level of, I would like to lose some weight, to quit my job, to learn the piano, then your level of commitment is very small. And let's say, if we can add the number, let's say that level of commitment is a 5. Now, if your commitment level is a 5, you'll be able to overcome any obstacle that is a 1, 2, 3, or 4. With a 5, maybe. Anything above that, you won't be able to overcome, and then you will quit. Now, if you have full commitment, then maybe that the energy behind that commitment is a 30 or a 50. Now, you're going to have no problem overcoming an obstacle of power 10. Well, if your commitment is 5, you can't do it, however hard you try. So determination is this energy where we are focusing our mind, we're focusing our intention and our emotion on the thing that we want, and we hold on to it, and that becomes our pillar, and we don't move. And other things will move, but we will not move. When we have that type of resolution, then that becomes the reality. It has to, because we're not going to give up.
Oofed. Repeat that line one more time that you said about reality.
So either our aspirations are bending our reality, or reality is bending our aspiration.
Oofed. That last line got me. Our aspirations are bending our reality, or reality is bending our aspirations. It's definitely something to reflect on. Now, the second snippet is from a world-renowned scientist, former journalist, Lynn McTaggart. She has been voted one of the world's top spiritual leaders for groundbreaking research in consciousness and the power of intention. She studied master healers, Buddhist monks. And what is so fascinating about her work is that she shows through mind-blowing experiments that our thoughts influence our reality. She shows us the incredible science behind manifestation, behind the law of attraction. And one piece, again, that she raises importance on here is that of grit, determination, commitment. This is Lynn McTaggart. So, what is mind over matter? Is it that grit and determination and having an idea, a thought, and a will to make something happen, does that influence reality?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things that I teach my students about the power of intention is that you have to have a very focused thought. And, you know, we think of intention as being a little bit like meditation. You know, you sit back and you relax a little bit and some thoughts come and the universe hears it. But in my experience of experimenting, not only studying intention with intention masters and scientists who were doing mind over matter studies, those have been the subject of two of my books, three actually, but I've also looked at what has happened with intention masters, master healers, Buddhist monks, Qigong masters, and they all have a very, very focused intention, a very focused thought. And that has been demonstrated in the 41 intention experiments I've run to date with scientists around the world. The more specific the intention, the better it works. When we've sent love to water, it didn't work. When we sent an intention to change the pH of water, it worked. So that kind of great specificity is really important. And it's not just a relaxed feeling, as I say, like meditation is. When we've done brainwave studies on people doing intention, particularly intention in a group, they very quickly go into a very different brain state than meditation. Instead of certain parts of the brain turning on, certain parts of the brain in group intention turn off. And we become a focused kind of hyper mind. But I also think, aside from the power of intention, there's no question, the science is clear about it. Thoughts are trespassers. They're things that affect other things. And I've seen that and demonstrated that with intention experiments. We've done everything from making seeds grow faster to purifying water to lowering violence in war-torn areas to healing someone of post-traumatic stress disorder. And of those 41 experiments, 37 have shown positive, significant effects in most cases. And the four that didn't work had a lot to do with just the setup of the experiment. Mm-hmm. And in one case, not being specific enough. But I think there's also another feeling to mind over matter too, which is grit, Shannon. I think what I've seen in my life is the huge importance of not giving up. I tell my students, never give up. Never give up. Just focus on it. Keep working at it. Keep doing the things that will lead you to it. But don't give up. And if you see highly successful people, invariably, they did not give up. So I think that's another really important point.
Yeah, I agree. If I look at the common denominator, even from an anecdotal, not scientific perspective of people in my life or around me that have been successful, it's those that apply grit, determination, and consistency to achieve their goals. And like you say, it is being focused and knowing what you want, which I think is a problem for many people who don't exactly know what they want or don't know if they want something badly enough to make it happen.
No, they just know, I don't want this. But they're not sure what they want. For instance, a lot of people in many of my master classes for intention will say things like, I want to be rich. And I will say, oh, okay, you need $3 million or $20 billion or whatever it is. And they say, well, no, I really need $24,000 to buy a new car, for instance. Well, I'll say, well, then intend for that. And when I drill down a little bit more, it's not that they want to be rich in the sense of having lots more stuff and property and all of those accoutrements. What they want is a different job, for instance, or not to work so hard. They want more time to pursue a hobby or to be with their children or grandchildren or anything else than what they're doing right now. But they don't necessarily want to be rich. They just think that's going to be a vehicle that's going to make them happy. Mm-hmm. And so invariably drilling down, they don't know what they want. They just know they don't want this. So one of the things I do is try to help them come up with what exactly they want and then to show them how to intend for it, particularly in a group.
We're now noticing the theme, are we not? The importance of consistency, grit, determination in knowing what we want and stopping at nothing in order to achieve it. But when we start taking actions that are different to what we have always done, we have that little voice that says, what do you think you're doing? Or this feels strange. Now, the third and final guest that we have is Anthony Trux, a successful entrepreneur who had to undergo an own serious identity shift and really up-level his own habits in order to step into a new identity. He was somebody who says statistically more likely to end up homeless or in prison than in the National Football League in America. And nobody expected him to be a published author inspiring thousands on stages across the world or inspiring thousands across the world. And his success he owes to this exact theme, determination and commitment. This is Anthony Trux.
When you start something new, you're battling a couple things. One, you are battling this new action that doesn't feel like you. So you're battling your own voice going, this isn't who you are, Shannon. What are you thinking? You're like, yeah, I'm not. But like you're working against that. And then also you're battling the people around you. You go, what are you doing? A podcast? What are you to do a podcast, right? So you have this internal and external conversation. The only thing you can do to shut it up is have a louder voice of action. The loudest voice in the room gets heard, right? So your voice says, no, I'm doing this, and you act on it.
Quick pause. If you're a regular listener to the show and you have found value in these episodes, I would be immensely grateful if you pledged your support. Reality is, podcasting is not a free venture. There are many behind-the-scenes costs. But with your support, you'll be able to help me fuel the growth of this podcast and keep bringing you bigger and better guests each and every week. And of course, the signature honesty and real talk, which I'm known for. So if you'd like to say thanks and support the show for less than a cup of coffee per week, you can click the link called Patreon in the show notes. Thanks so much in advance, guys. Back to the episode.
And then yes, eventually it becomes effortless effort because now it's part of your identity. It's an alignment. And it becomes, here's the thing, it becomes harder not to do it than to do it. Mm. And when you get to that sweet space, not only do you have that thing locked and loaded, you're open and able to take on more opportunity. People want all these big, vast things in their life, but they can't handle the base foundational discipline to get in front of the opportunity that they want. And so if you're battling this right here, that can't be a dream just yet. I mean, it can, but you're going to have tension not having a path towards it. But the moment the little things become easy, now the bigger things become more frequent in your life.
Such a good point. Anthony, I want to go to your story because were you always somebody who was disciplined, who had a lot of grit, who believed in himself?
Well, always would it based on when you decided to meet me. If you met me at, say, 16 years old, yeah, from 16 on, I've had that. Prior to that, no. I was a foster kid. I get given away as a kid. So I didn't have a sense of self or pride or confidence. I didn't think I was worth very much to the world. My own mom didn't want me, you know? So there wasn't all that. And then I got real fed up one year, like freshman into sophomore year. I tried football for like a couple of years. I was horrible at the game, but I loved the idea of it. Like it'd be cool to be good, but I just wasn't. I started way too late. And on top of that, I come from, you know, this family where I'm just real. I was adopted by a very poor all-white family. My mom was sick and diagnosed with MS. So there wasn't this focus on sports or academics or anything. There was no base of support for us to be successful humans, to be honest. Love my family. We just didn't have that. And at one point in time, I had this really deep, unsettled sense of like anger at the fact that my life just sucked. Like I wasn't doing good in sports. I wasn't doing good in school. But like, I felt like I was an intelligent human. You're like, I'm a smart guy. But I just was pissed. And I go, I'm going to try to find a way to get great. But I looked at football as the pathway. I didn't know how, right? Because I wasn't a guy that had that background. But I realized, well, if I look at the guys who are doing what I want, they playing on TV and doing my, well, they must do things. What do they do? What they do, they lift weights and they run routes and they do this kind of stuff for football. And I go, do I do that? No. Are you the guy that does that? You're not. How do you become the guy that does that? Simple answer. You just do it. And you do it ugly. That's the pathway.
Don't you love that final line? You do it ugly. That's the pathway. I think one of the reasons why so many of us give up too early and resist that grit, that determination, that perseverance is because we don't accept taking imperfect action. We don't accept the failures along the way, the bumps, the hurdles, but they happen to absolutely everyone. Now, I hope that this episode has inspired you. It has motivated you to go out, to make a commitment to yourself, to invest in yourself, and to take the steps that you want to take to improve your life. Now, if you know of anyone who would benefit from listening to this episode today, please do go and share it with them. And otherwise, leave a quick rating or review wherever you are listening to this. It makes the world of difference. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. Have a wonderful week.